11.4, Interactive Study, Regulatory Research. All right, as we talk about on the website, we should just have a disclaimer here. Not a lot of paralegals do regulatory research. It can be really frustrating. So read through this section. If you have an extra hour, spend 30 minutes researching in the CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, and spend 30 minutes researching in the Federal Register, FR is the abbreviation for Federal Register. They are tough to research in, I'll be honest with you, but it's a nice skill to have. And at some point, it may actually impress your attorney. These both deal with federal issues, and since most lawyers deal in state court, this may not be something that ever affects you as a paralegal. But let me tell you a little bit about what the difference is between the Federal Register and the Code of Federal Regulations. The Federal Register is like a diary. It's an account of the day-to-day workings of agencies within the federal government. It's published every couple of weeks, sometimes a little bit less than that, and it takes up an incredible amount of room in a law library. If you go find the Federal Register in a library, you'll see that. The Federal Code of Federal Regulations are the rules approved by federal agencies. These eventually become part, if they're approved, become part of the United States Code. But if you want a rule that's really the newest, most up-to-date rule, you often have to deal with the CFR. But it's also why the Code of Federal Regulations, the CFR, is arranged exactly in the same way that the 50 titles of the United States Code are arranged, because eventually they match up. So, now here's the good news. It's really easy, as opposed to the legal periodicals, it's very easy to research both of these on Westlaw or Lexis. I do not recommend going to the library for either one of these. It's kind of the opposite of the legal periodicals. This is something that is much easier to research online. Take time, and I mentioned 30 minutes. I would have said 30 minutes in the law library for each one of these, but maybe take 10 or 15 minutes online, and I'll be very pleased if you do that. There are no requirements to complete this for the course. It's actually here kind of as a reference in case you end up working for an attorney who deals with federal regulations. And in that case, rush back to your book, rush back to this website, and do this a few times. Read this chapter a few times and become familiar with it. But to reiterate and to clarify, you do not have to complete any of the research assignments to pass this program. This is optional, but recommended.